And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, in with a look at what's been happening in agriculture overnight and through the day, the expectations. 1 year, by the way, after the tragic explosion in West Texas, state lawmakers there and some agencies are on the verge of taking action to better secure ammonium nitrate stockpiles. And one other quick news item, the National Grain and Feed Association estimates the U.S. corn, DDG, and soybean industries have suffered about $1.095 million in terms of losses due to China's rejections of cargoes that tested positive for AgriSure Viptura MIR 162 trait. The national average corn basis around the nation for the day was up a penny overnight at 32 cents under the May futures. The contract showed the DTN National Corn Index up down 6 cents at $4.65 a bushel. The national average basis for soybeans was up a penny at 42 cents under the May futures contract. And the DTN National Soybean Index was up 18 cents at $14.76. The national average basis for the hard red winter wheat unchanged at 39 under the May contract. Hard red index trading 11 cents under at $7.15 for the cash price. And the soft red winter wheat unchanged at 41 under the May contract. In a moment, we'll take a look at what those numbers and the futures are trading like in Chicago. But let's get an update on where the weather stands at this time. Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated will join us momentarily.
Support for agricultural weather comes from Busey. Busey and its associates remain committed to lending a helping hand, with contributions of more than $1 million and countless volunteer hours each year to better the communities where we live and work. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Another cool front is cutting through the Midwest today, shifting the winds around to the north across the northwestern portions of the region, while the eastern areas are still rather warm this morning. The colder air will overspread many areas as we go through the rest of the day, though, and overnight tonight. It will likely set the stage for a little bit of precipitation to evolve across a part of the region as we get forward into the weekend. We don't expect much precipitation to occur across the region here this afternoon, but there will be perhaps a little bit of light precipitation, mostly in the western Great Lakes region. That's left over from the major snow event that occurred in that area last night and yesterday. Snow accumulations across portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin were quite impressive, running from 5 to 14 inches across central portions of Minnesota and upwards to 22 inches in northwestern portions of Wisconsin. Well, the overall bottom line here is that that storm system left behind quite a bit of moisture that will be melting into the ground, or at least to rivers and streams over the next few days as we get back into some warmer weather. But the rest of the Midwest will not be seriously impacted by this event. There will be precipitation lingering in the western Great Lakes region today, and then we'll likely see a little bit of a sporadic shower pattern occurring along a weak frontal boundary that will go ahead and advance across the Midwest tonight and into the day tomorrow. That frontal boundary, though, is really not going to produce enough precipitation to make a significant impact on any farming activity that may be occurring in parts of the lower and eastern parts in the Midwest. Well, the next system that will impact the region will begin in the parts of the central U.S. plains. That will likely begin to evolve on Saturday. That system will eventually work its way through the western Corn Belt from Saturday night into Sunday. It will see some moderate amounts of rainfall in localized areas across parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, maybe a handful of spots in northwestern Illinois, or even parts of Missouri. But these will be rather erratically distributed. Many areas will see light amounts of precipitation, and this will be, though, a bit of a disruption to any farming activities occurring in some of those locations. That same frontal boundary will lose a lot of its identity as it moves further to the east as we go into Monday. Sunday night and Monday, it looks like, for the most part, we'll see still some scattered showers across the central and eastern parts of the Midwest, but resulting precipitation will stay light, and farming is only going to be briefly disrupted. After that, the next focus of attention will be on the northern U.S. plains and upper Midwest as a large storm system begins to evolve during midweek next week. That storm system will actually help to pump a lot of warm air into parts of the Midwest and restrict the amount of precipitation that will occur across some of our region, especially in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest once again. The bottom line over this next full week is probably that we're going to see some good field progress take place in several areas across the region. I don't know that Iowa is going to do all that well, but we will see other areas across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest probably seeing some of the better field progress potential. The temperatures are going to to stay warm enough across the region that we will see good evaporating conditions occurring between precipitation events. Today will be one of the exceptions, though. High temperatures today will be mostly confined to the 40s and 50s, except in the lower eastern Midwest, where we'll likely see some 60-degree temperatures. Tomorrow, we'll likely see 40s and 50s still in the Great Lakes region, but everybody else will be 60s and lower 70s, and then from that point onward, 60s and 70s will be fairly common across the bulk of the Midwest, and low temperatures at night are expected to slip back into 40s and 50s quite often, but we'll look for temperatures to be a little bit cooler tomorrow morning with some readings in the 20s and 30s in the far north and 30s and lower 40s in the south. After we get into the weekend, we won't see temperatures quite that cool again for a while, although the northern portions of the U.S. plains and northwestern Corn Belt could turn cooler towards the latter part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
And I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in for Dave Dickey, your Director of Agricultural Programming this morning. Here the way the numbers are trading in Chicago at this hour. The hard red July contract for wheat at $7.70 and a quarter is up 9.5 cents. July futures for the soft red at 7.01, up 5.75. May corn at 4.95, down 2.5 cents. July 3.25 lower at $5.25. December at 4.97.5, down 1.5 cents. May soybeans at 15.5, 3.25 lower. July at 15.05, down 3.75. And November beans at $12.40 and 3/4, 3.25 higher for the day. Bean meal futures at 489.30, down $1.70. Bean oil at 43.45, down 26 cents. Live cattle $1.25 lower in the April at 144.72.5. June there at 134.97.5, down 65 cents. The May feeders at 178.80 are down $1.05, and lean hogs trading the June at $124 even, up 22.5 cents. On the phone line this morning to take a look at these numbers and what happened in the overnight trade is Ellen Dearden. She's at AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Good morning, Todd.
You'll tell me about the overnight trade and, more importantly, what's been happening in your area in terms of planting corn.
There is no corn planting taking place in the Morton area at all, but the further west, and particularly on some sandier ground along the Mississippi, there is quite a bit of corn that has been planted beginning last Tuesday. Some of that, I understand, has a one-inch sprout on it, so last weekend's warm temperatures probably helped that out.
Yeah, so we're beginning to move along, and it appears that we'll have folks across the Midwest in the field. Iowa maybe stumbled for a while. In large part over the next week and a half, what might that mean for the marketplace in general, historically, anything?
Well, typically as we begin corn planting, we see some pressure on the market, and we certainly have seen corn under pressure this morning. I noticed that both the July and the December corn came down and kind of took a look at that 20-day moving average and bounced and then went back down under it. On the July futures, we're talking about 5.01 and a quarter. On D's futures at 4.96 and three quarters. So those are kind of critical levels to close above today. Remember, last week was a lower week for corn futures. And if we would have lower closes today, that would be the second week down.
Yeah, of course, we do not have trade tomorrow. We don't begin again until, Sunday night, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I noticed, too, that commercials really have not been buying the corn, particularly in the overnight session last night. That looked extremely light, even though we had this 125,000 metric ton corn sale to South Korea. That's old crop. That was probably completed yesterday.
Soybeans have been strong. They remain strong, $15.16 in the nearby May for the lead. But more importantly, I suppose at this point, November contract at $12.40 and 3/4. Should producers be taking a look at that and thinking, hey, wait a second, that might be something I need to consider?
I think so. It appears to me that the new crop is just along for a ride. Today we are seeing bear spreading. We've had very active bull spreading in the beans all week. I would imagine what we're seeing today is some profit taking. And the end of a bullish type move, we always see this bear spreading come in. And I think this 1240 looks pretty rich.
Hey, you have a very good Easter, okay?
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. That's Ellen Dearden. She's with AgriView out of Morton, Illinois. Joins us on this Thursday morning to take a look at the marketplace. A quick Look back at what's happening in Chicago. From the CME Group in the commodities, the soft red July at 7.01 is up 5.75. Nearby May corn at 4.95 1/4, 2 1/4 lower. December down a penny and 3/4 at 4.97 1/4. May beans at 15.15 3/4 or 3 lower, and November at 12.40 1/2 up 3 1/4. And the June live cattle at 135 or 62 1/2 cents lower. The feeders into May at 178.67 1/2 down a buck 22 1/2, and June lean hogs at 123.85 or up 7 1/2 cents. It's the top of the hour, 9 o'clock Central Time. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu. Here's the weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon. Partly sunny skies throughout the day today, all the way to 63 for a high on a southwest wind at 10 to 14 miles an hour. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers. It'll be mostly cloudy, a low of 44 degrees. And Friday, a 40% chance of showers. Those will come before 1 in the afternoon. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 64. The winds will be out of the north-northwest at 3 to 6. And then mostly clear on Friday evening with a low of 40 degrees. Saturday, sunny skies and a high of 68. East winds at about 9 miles an hour. They'll turn to the south in the afternoon. That'll give us a 48-degree low on Saturday night and partly cloudy skies. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.